Well, I guess we just see if this thing's going to work. I don't know if it's going to work or not. It's the news, according to me. Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 26th, 9:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is live. I am live on Rumble this morning. I'm trying this out. We'll see what happens with it. I'm watching in the background, trying to monitor this in the background, what's going on with that, because I have live chat up. You know, I get all this live stuff going on. It's all important. And I'm not seeing anything happening on the live Rumble feed. I refreshed it a couple times. It says we've been transmitting for 2 minutes. I know there's going to be there's always latency. There's always a delay. When you do something live like this, it goes, you know, it goes from my computer through my system, through the server, through other servers, and then it goes to that server, and then you're trying to record things at the same time, and it's all going. It probably is going to have a latency of about, I don't know, a minute or two. So I don't know. I'm also recording it. I'm recording the video, which is just me on camera with a microphone, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm just a guy with a microphone, obviously, right here. You can see it on Rumble in my home studio. And I have I don't see anything. I don't see anything here with me showing. You know, there's no video of me here on which I don't understand, because I've got all this plugged in. It's all should be working fine, but it's not. I don't know what's going on. So who knows? It's going somewhere. I'm also recording it live, I'm recording the audio recording of the whole thing. So I'm doing all that at the same time. So I've got it captured in many different formats here. A few different things to talk about. One of the things I want to talk about today is what's in my cup. And today I can show you my cup. If you're listening, or if you're actually watching on Rumble, this is one of my favorite cups. It said, "I'd agree with you, but then we would both be wrong." See, that's in my cup. More importantly, I have Pacific Island Chai with Almond Joy Creamer, my favorite. I'm a little bit excited about my backup cup today. My backup cup today, even though it says Coca-Cola there on the cup, it is not Coca-Cola. Disclaimer. It is a homemade sweet tea. It's not peach sweet tea, just homemade sweet tea. I made a gallon yesterday because I'm home for about 4 days, so 5 days, whatever. So I have all that going for me. That's what I have going for me. So that's what's happening. Now, I still don't see anything on the Rumble. It looks like 4 minutes I've been on, and there's nothing happening on the Rumble video, which is very frustrating. I don't understand what's happening there. Go live. I am going live. I don't understand this. Rumble Studio, all your students, whatever. Maybe I should try that next time. That's confirmed to sign in with Rumble Studio as, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, okay, we can do that. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I want to talk about economics today. There's going to be an economics, see, what's it doing now? Permission to access your camera. Allow Studio Rumble to come. Yeah, FaceTime. Yeah, whatever. I remember the camera. Yeah, okay, allow. Okay, whatever. Let's allow permission to access my microphone. Yeah, that's okay. We can do that. Permission to do that. Permission to do this and that. Allow that too. Yeah, remember that for as well. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that'll work. Oh, there I am right there on the video. Yep, connect and stream to other platforms. Yeah, okay, let's just do that. Let's do Rumble. Could do YouTube, but then I have to sign into YouTube, and I don't know if I want to do that. Yeah, we're not going to do that just quite yet. I can also do X, and I can also do Facebook. Well, we're going to do that later. Right, but I didn't know. It didn't even have me that had an option. When I was signing up, all it gave me was this stuff for streaming. It didn't give me anything for anything else. And let's go ahead and just click on the stream thing now. Stream live now. Let's try it. See what it does. Yeah, select that. That'll be good. That'll be fine. Yeah, so whatever. Yeah. It's got locals. It's got both. That thumbnail. Stream live. Yeah, let's call it episode 395. You're watching this in real time here. If you're watching it, maybe you're just listening to it. I don't know. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, we'll just do that. Next. It's not letting me do next. Did I not click on something? Click on a box. Primary categories. Primary. Add new. What now? I don't have anything else. Select Rumble channel. News according to me. Let's go with the news according to me. I think it's, which one do I normally sign into? I guess I didn't look at that. The news according to me. What is this? What is my normal sign in here? I don't know. It looks like it's just the epic video about nothing. I don't know. What do we got going on here? This is, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just going to use that account, I guess. I don't know what else to use. Still not giving me a next feature. This is the economics. We're talking about economics. This is the economics of trying to do this kind of stuff. Optional. Stream description. It's okay. Categories primary. I thought that would just be in here, isn't it? News. Let's go with news. Oh, now it's giving me next. Okay, there we go. Okay, turn on your camera and mic controls at the bottom of the screen. Got it. Whatever. All right, let's go. Let's just make this thing happen now. I'm about to start the show over. That's what we're going to do here. We're going to go live. Let's just do that. Go live. Go live. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't know what it's doing. I have no idea what it's doing. I might have to start it's live for 8 seconds. I don't see anything here. There's audio. I see audio. Enable camera. Cameras are enabled. So what are we doing here? Let's choose that camera. It's still not doing anything. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Background, audio, solo. I think I'm on live. I think I'm doing it. I think it's the news, according to me. Here we are. I think it's actually working now. I have no other options here. I have no other. Interesting. For those of you who are, there's a studio. What's a studio? What's that all about? Graphics. I could have put a graphic up there. If I'd have known about this beforehand, that would have been really very helpful. So for those of you who are listening, I apologize for all the confusion here. But I want to start over this whole thing. I'm going to start over. It is Wednesday, March 26th, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've already had the show going now for a while. And I had supposedly had the show going on another thing. It's apparently not doing that now, so I'm just not going to worry about it. So I'm doing this. I'm going to actually stop streaming on the other part of it because that's got to be messing things up. And I am going to go with. I think I probably could have a. I could probably actually bring that camera input from a virtual camera, probably from my OBS system. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. I have no idea what I'm doing. Again, the cup this morning is, I'd agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong. And in my cup, I have chai with almond joy creamer, and my backup cup is my homemade sweet tea. Yes. Brewed yesterday. All right, so I'm not going to be able to add video to this particular stream, I don't think, because of the way it's working here. But I did I am recording this. I could probably do it on the recording. There's a whole recording later. I don't know. I don't know what to do with this. I think if I had it set up with my system at the worldwide headquarters, I have a much better system there. I use vMix, and that tends to work a little bit better. But in the meantime, you can see my home studio here if you're watching on Rumble, which what should be the replay should be available. I think the name of my channel is either The News According to Me, or you might try to find it on Epic Video About Nothing. That's my user account name. But I think you can find it if you just type in The News According to Me. Just all letters, no numbers. I think on the podcast, it turns out to be The News According, the number two, me. All right, let's talk about economics a little bit. Yesterday we had a little discussion about some other things, some stuff that's happening. One of the things, just some of the things that are top of the news right now. There's a lot of buzz about this whole thing with, there's a couple things that are in the news. Just this whole thing with Pete Hegseth, this Halls guy that is apparently, not to be confused with Tim, this guy who is apparently a director of something, advisor of some kind to the president. These guys were all on a chat in Signal, in an app called Signal. And the app is, I'm going to take my glasses off because there's a whole lot of glare. The app is basically for the purposes of, it supposedly has encryption. I talked about this yesterday, on yesterday's show. I don't trust this kind of stuff. It's anything that's made by and used by the government agencies when the people started using it. This is secure. It's encrypted. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, whatever. The encryption means nothing other than to say that individuals, there are probably news agencies out there and that kind of thing that can't get to your information, or certain individuals, you know, private individuals probably can't get to it, probably. However, the government can still listen to everything. Don't think that you're protected from the government by this stuff. There were some, and I've mentioned this before, I remember this like it was yesterday, because it wasn't yesterday. It was about 40, 50 years ago. Back in the 90s, 30 years ago. There was a big thing that came before Congress. And the news media they covered it, but they didn't really talk much about what it meant. It was all about encryption and the encryption within the internet and what that all meant and how they were going to allow for encryption and everything else. The regulations on encryption, the government has control of that. You can't just encrypt anything that the government can't access. So that's where we are today. We're in a situation where we have the encryption, government has access to all encryption. And they made regulations based on this stuff back in the day, back in, I don't know, but when was it, back in the 90s, they were talking about internet encryption and communication, because they didn't want people just being able to talk without government being able to find those things, basically. So that's what we have. That's what we got going on. Signal is better than some, it's better than just, you know, Snapchat or something, I guess, or whatever you're going to communicate on, but it's not the end all, beat all to keep yourself safe from prying eyes. If you are talking to fellow employees about your company, things that are going on at work, you know, Facebook chat is not the place to do that. Messenger. Signal probably is a little bit better for that kind of thing. And I've gone through that with a former company I worked for. During the whole COVID thing, there was a lot of back-channel communication with things that were going on with vaccination and all the other things that were happening with company policies and some of those kinds of things. Employees were talking about those kinds of things without. But you got to watch who's in your room. You just don't know. You get this big group chat of 20 or 30 people in there. You don't know who's listening. You still can't. You don't know. There's moles everywhere. And there's probably a mole in my office right now. Probably. Look around close enough. This would be a perfect time to have a little puppet with a mole. Let me just bring him up on the screen and show. It's probably anyway. Sidetracked him a little bit. By the way, I have a little bit of an ADD problem. You'll discover that if you're a first time listener or viewer, you'll figure that out very quickly. So I had the interestingly enough. This encryption thing, Pete Hegseth and these other guys were having this discussion. And what's refreshing to me about this, and I've got a little bit of a different take, and I know some people are talking about this a little bit, but I have a little bit different take on this whole thing. They weren't discussing anything that was classified, first of all. Nothing about this was classified. The news media would make it sound like these guys are reckless and everybody needs to be fired and Donald Trump's administration is in chaos and blah, blah. But if you read the messages, it actually is the kind of conversation I would like to see going on behind the scenes. There was some people who were disagreeing with the president. And this is openly being discussed. And I think it's important to realize that's the kind of discussion I want to see people having. I think it was, I think it was Vance, I think himself, Vice President Vance, who was had some disagreements or some cautions and some trepidation about, you know, doing this operation in Yemen. Well, fine. I'm glad we have a vice president who's willing to put up some questions, and I'm glad we have a president who is willing to entertain that kind of dissent, if you will, or discussion. That he feels free to do that. This is not the leadership of a dictator, by the way. He's not talking about firing any of these people initially. He's not, you're going to be executed, you're going to be fired, you're going to be, oh, this is a breach. Which is what a dictator would do. It's what a tyrant fascist would do. It's not what he's doing. He's actually standing up for this guy, saying, you know, he's a good man. Don't criticize him too quickly. Now, I think there's going to be political pressure to do something to Halls. I think... They need to be careful of this because this is the knee-jerk reaction tends to be, oh, you got to fire. That just makes it look like you did something wrong. And I don't think they did anything wrong. They made a mistake of having this guy on a. I think they need to launch an investigation personally of how this guy ended up in that chat room. How did he get on that list? That seems strange to me. Now, I initially had the opinion that this guy was a. This reporter dude was kind of a bad guy. He's a bad dude. Maybe his name is Corn Pop. I don't know. In a former life, he's some kind of a journalist at this Atlantic magazine or Atlantic publication of some kind, and he apparently had the fourth. I guess he held off on some of this stuff until after the case. But then he published all this stuff, took screenshots of all the communication and then published it and told them he was on the thing. I guess he did let them know, hey, I'm in a chat room that I don't know if he told them first or if he published. I think he published it first actually before he actually told them about this whole thing. So the question is, how did he get on there? How did he get in within this chat and what was he doing there? And I sometimes like there's a group IMs that I or DMs or whatever you call them now. I don't know what to call them, digital messages or direct, whatever they call them, instant messages. The messenger system within Apple, in fact, you know, the app kind of messenger. I have it's a group text or whatever, SMS text. There's a couple of those that are available on my phone here that I have a bunch of family that apparently it's on my dad's side, the big group, like 20 some people are in this thing. It just pops up as a number when somebody makes a comment. I don't know who it is. But there are a few people who are in my contacts. And so those numbers pop up and I have names. I don't have names of everybody else. It's just a number. I don't know who's there. I don't know who's listening. I don't know who else is in the group. I don't know. I've never made a comment on that group. And so I don't know, you know, if I did, it would just half the people there or more probably would just have a number that would show up. They wouldn't know who I am. And unfortunately, people don't realize that, and they just post stuff, and they don't put their name in the post. And it'd be helpful if they did. If they would say, hey, Kevin here, you know, this is blah, 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 this is my comment. They don't do that. So you end up with this just blob of people saying things that you don't know who's saying it. You don't know what's going on. So that might have been the case here with the signal issue. Now, that aside, I think they should just let it blow over. The news media will be onto something else that'll be a big scandal within the next week. Now, one thing that should be a scandal that's not being a scandal is this Crockett lady who is the foul mouth. So apparently this is okay because she's a black woman. So it's acceptable, and it's apparently culturally expected of her, I guess. Is that the case? Is that why she's being given a pass here? Because she makes these comments about Governor Abbott. Every time she gets interviewed, every time I see her on a video, she's got the foulest mouth of anybody in Congress. Constantly using the F word, constantly cussing, swearing. Just the worst, it's just street slang, everything about her is to just, of course, she's wearing she's like a fashion model, tries to be a fashion model, wearing outlandish clothing. Just for those of you who can see me on Rumble right now, you can see I'm also quite dolled up for this show. I literally was going to just do the show this morning, sat down and thought, hey, I should try to do this on Rumble. Here I am. Probably get 3 viewers. I don't know how it's going to go, but we'll see how. I'm going to try to make the show a little bit more. As this week goes on, you'll probably see some improvements in the quality of the show. Hopefully, I can do green screen stuff with the show at the office. I've got so I can put a different background behind me, make it look better. I can play video, do all kinds of things, show screenshots of things. So I can, when I play the audio, you'll also be able to see the video on Rumble. So this is kind of the first show. Great way to roll a show out. But it's got a footprint now. So it's got we're starting something here. Okay, so we have all this stuff going on with this lady. She calls Governor Abbott, who's in a wheelchair, calls him Governor Hot Wheels, makes fun of his situation with it being paralyzed. She comes back and tries to apologize for it. Say, oh, no, I was just talking about, you know, the planes, trains, and automobiles he's using to get everybody, you know, moved around out of the state. That's not what she was talking about. And everybody knows it. She was making lame comments about the guy. And of course, using cuss words the whole time she was doing some kind of a speech. I'm not going to even play it because, frankly, it's not family friendly. And I hate having to bleep all this stuff out. And it seems like lately, all the Democrats who are making speeches, you have to censor them. And this is the person that we're told Donald Trump is a pig. He's just a foul mouth. Blah 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 blah. All this stuff about how terrible the guy is. And they come out and make comments. They just think that that's, and they get a free pass on all this stuff. Now I don't like it from anybody, whether it's Trump or anybody else. But if to compare one to the other, Trump is not even 10% of what they're doing, and yet he's the pig. He's the one. By the way, this whole thing about him, this comment that he made supposedly was recorded in a gym room or in a locker room or wherever it was. Apparently, he made this comment. This is way back before he was president or running for president in 2016. Made some kind of comment about women and about how popular people who are popular can get away with grabbing them in certain places and all this stuff. And you still hear the people echo this thing, say things like this. Well, he said, oh, he grabs women this way and that way. He wasn't talking about him doing it, by the way. Now, maybe he had. I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him. Not saying he didn't. What he was actually talking about, the actual content of what he was saying there, the context with which he was talking about, was how popular individuals could get away with this kind of stuff. People like De Niro and all these other people out there. And they know they've probably done it. That's why they don't like it. They don't like the fact that he brought it up. Because they don't want to have that kind of image. But they know full well when they attend these stupid parties, any place that they go, wherever they know they get away with this kind of thing. But people won't confront them because they're scared of the public eye, they're scared of whatever. So they don't say anything. They get away with it. But they don't like the fact that somebody brought it up. And they come out and act like he's the problem. So that's what's happening there. Anyway, let's move on here to some economic situations. And what I want to do here is I want to play, this is some audio of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with her little, she has a little spiel here she does. This actually is on my phone, so I'll have to bring that up to bring this other stuff back. We have, hopefully this comes across okay on the Rumble as well. But I've been talking about this for a while. Here's the issue with these sanctuary states. We talked about it just a little bit yesterday. So we have this immigration problem. All these, you know, when we talk about affordable housing, we talk about inflation, we talk about all this stuff that's going on with economically. And my concern, now I'm not an economist. I don't really understand how this is going to pan out, how it's all going to work out. We're going to have a serious imbalance. And this is what has happened between California and the rest of the country and even in New York State. You have government programs, money coming in. Let's talk about how this works here for just a minute. You have an influx of individuals coming across the border by the millions. Basically, we've added a couple large cities to our country in just the past few years. As they come in, the government has been giving them money. Now, the government's been printing money, adding all kinds of aid and sources and resources to just throwing it out there. What happens when you give people money? So let's go down to a smaller scale. Let's say we have a small community of 100 people. And within that 100 people, there's some land and there's some resources and everything else that's there. There's people who can do certain jobs and certain things and accomplish certain things. So some of the tasks get divided up between each other. It's a well-balanced society. Just happens to be in the best place. It's on an island. Let's say it's on an island. 100 people there. And we have people who do childcare. We have people who do grow crops. We have people who are able to provide energy sources. Maybe it's through solar, whatever, to have a little generator, whatever they have. And so you have crops, you have food, you have chickens, eggs, all these things that you have that are all there on the island, everything you need to survive. And it's well-balanced and it's sustainable. And you have currency that everyone uses. So I go over and I mow somebody's yard, or I go over and I fix something for someone. I'm a handyman. So I'm the guy that goes around and fixes stuff for people on the island. And we have this currency, so that when I fix something for someone, then they give me this currency. They pay me, you know, to say $100, whatever it is. And so then I hire people to do things for me, and I pay them. Well, that out of the $100, I pay for my eggs and my groceries and my power, my electric bill, all this stuff. Everything I need I fix this, I pay for that, and then of course that trickles out to the economy, and other people make money on other things, and it gets back to that other person who paid me to fix their widget, whatever they had that it needed to be fixed. they then provide services to someone else that I bought something from, and that's how that the money is all balanced and everybody's making a decent living. And it's all open trade. It's all free market open trade. And it's all working. Because there's enough resources and renewable resources to keep everything going. And there's 100 people on this island. Let's say you bring in 15 people. And they don't necessarily have any trade, any skills that you necessarily need on the island. And somebody just happens to give them each $1,000, whatever it is, a month's wages on the island. Typical, you know, everybody makes typically about $1,000. So you just give them all $1,000. Well, now they have to have a home. Well, there's no more homes on the island because everybody's already got a house. And we're growing in the population, but it's very, very slow. It's, you know, you get 18 years till the child moves out, you build another home. You maybe have 5 children a year and 5 people a year die. It's because it's balanced. Everything's balanced. All of a sudden, you bring in 15 more people. And those people are having children. And they're all about the same age. So none of them are really old. None of them are dying off. So now they're growing in population. And all of a sudden, there's no houses. There's no houses for those people. So they're competing now for housing. You have to have shelter because there's storms and rain and cold there on the island. So now all of a sudden the cost of housing is going up because those people are willing to pay. They just have money in their pocket. They just go out and spend it. So they go out and buy a house from someone. Well, they're building a house somewhere. So now a person's building that house. They go out, build the house. The person lives in the house. And that money then trickles into the society, but the problem is it came from nowhere. And somebody else who needs a house, well, now they're willing to pay more for it, but they're not making any more for it. Another person just came in on a magic carpet with money in their pocket. Somebody put money in their pocket. And you got 15 of them, which means you get $15,000 more in your economy that wasn't generated by your economy, wasn't generated by your production, by your GDP. It just came in and was all of a sudden there. And so now you have a lack of housing. They're also going to have to buy food with that, and they have that money to do it. They have the money there to do it. They don't have to work themselves into the economy. They just all of a sudden they have the money to pay for it. So now you have more money because you have the money that was already in the economy, plus you have this new group of people who are coming in with money, or being given money, to spend also on the same food, the same quantity of food. You're not growing any more food. What's going to happen with the value of that food? You've got too much money chasing after too few goods. You'll hear this many times when the government starts to print money. You've got too much money chasing too few goods. In other words, you've got a lot of people here, and you've got people competing for the same amount of food. The value, the price of that food is going to go up because the person who's selling it's going to say, well, I have to raise the price of this because now I have to pay for more too, because these other people have to compete for housing. I have to have a place to live, and the rent's going up because there's a shortage of housing. And so that whenever there's a shortage of something, it typically goes up in price, supply and demand. It messes everything up. That is exactly what we're doing in cities right now, all around the country. These sanctuary cities are coming. They're providing aid for these people, and a lot of it came through government agencies that are like FEMA and that kind of thing. We find out that FEMA's broke when we actually have a federal emergency, like a hurricane or whatever it is, a storm damage region, whatever kind of natural disaster we have. All of a sudden, we find out FEMA is out of money. Now, let's listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez here and what she has to say about this very thing. It's very telling. Let's see if this actually comes through here. I don't know if it will or not. We'll just give it a try.
Rent in New York City, just like across the rest of this country, has gotten out of control.
Rent has gotten out of
control. Our housing crisis has gotten to such epic proportions that not just the poor, the working class, the middle class, upper middle class people can't even afford to live in the city anymore. If anyone is leaving, it is the actual people that make New York City work. It's the
working class. That's what she's saying. Gee. So the rich people can afford housing because they can always afford housing. They're the ones who own the housing, that are owning the buildings that they're renting. They can afford it. It's the working class, the ones who actually make the city work. She's complaining about the fact that they don't have affordable housing. All of a sudden, we're concerned about affordable housing, and yet you don't care that you get way too many people coming into town with government money being put in their pockets, willing to spend on rental houses or whatever it is, or housing of some sort. I wonder why there's a housing shortage all of a sudden. When you have an unnatural expansion of people coming in, and they're given the funding out of nowhere, well, prices are going to go up because there's more competition among the consumers. There's more consumers for fewer products, the same amount of products. So obviously, there's a shortage and prices are going to go up. All of a sudden, we need more food and prices are going to go up. So now the regular Joe out there that's been working all this time, who now has to pay more taxes because that tax money is going to pay for those people coming in, all of a sudden has to pay more for everything because there's a shortage. Do you see how this escalates? It happens very rapidly. It happens very, very quickly. And it's very dangerous, by the way, the way this works out. Now, I don't know if I've made my point here or not. I don't know if I've spelled it out here. I could get my whiteboard out, I guess, and start drawing some pictures. I guess I could do that because I've got a video, but I don't have video. But are you getting the concept here? You understanding what's happening? We're bringing people into an equation unnaturally. This is why legal immigration is so important. We need to have some metering, some governing of that whole thing. We need to have not just an influx of just crazy million. We don't even know where they're going. And then when they do come in, we give them money. We put them in places for free, which disenfranchises those who are willing to pay. And it adds to the housing shortage issue. You know, they're buying up whole hotels. Well, what do you think that does to the price of hotels in the city? All of a sudden, the demand for hotel rooms goes up. And any legitimate hotel manager is going to say, well, we're full every night. We need to start raising the prices here because, you know, everybody else is raising their prices and we're the cheapest place in town. And it's costing us more to operate now because food prices are greater. Everything, services are greater. We have to pay people to come in and provide cleaning and everything, and maintenance and everything else. It's costing us more money because they're not willing to work for what they used to work for because now they have to make more money because everything's going up in price. So everything, even if they wanted to keep the prices low, they can't. This is why we have a housing shortage and affordable housing issues in our country. This is why we need to deflate the economy. It can be done, and it can be done very carefully. You can do that at the same time you can monetize the debt. Now, I don't know any of you who've ever listened to Ron Paul. Ron Paul is a politician that I don't always agree with everything he says, but I have to say, it is because of Ron Paul I learned an awful lot about individual liberty and economics. Basic economics. And the founding of our nation and how the founders wanted our nation to be maintained. If they knew, first of all, they didn't want to see a central bank. The Federal Reserve, of course, is not a part of our government. It is only supposedly regulated by our government, but it is a private entity. The Federal Reserve is not federal, and it has no reserves. They make money out of nothing. They use government bonds and this whole thing. They have this little complicated little setup. It's all based on debt, and nobody understands this. They don't teach this in school. If you really want to learn about it, there's a little book called "The Creature from Jekyll Island." It was written many, many years ago, and it explains what happened back in 1913, basically. I think it was 1913 or 1912, 1913. How the central bank became into existence. And it explains very well the whole money system cabal that we're living under right now. We have a centralized bank, centralized currency, the whole thing. And it all looked pretty good initially. It all looked like, oh, this is a great idea. By the way, it was passed in a secret session during Christmas break. Read the book. It's the best way to understand our money system and where it came from. And I think there's videos on YouTube about it as well. They talk about the whole Creature from Jekyll Island thing. It's a short book, and it's easy to read. Even I can read it. I'm not a reader. I don't like reading. And it's a very good breakdown of what happened with the Federal Reserve System and the central banking and everything that the whole thing entails. And of course, there's other people out there that have done a very good job. And Ron Paul is one of them. Ron Paul is someone who understands banking and money system and individual liberty, that whole thing. There are some things about foreign policy. I'm not sure. I'm totally on board with everything he does in foreign policy realm. And there's even some things governance, as far as governance goes. There's some issues. But he's really very brilliant guy in terms of understanding economics and governance. He's a reasonable individual who I think we can hash out. Now, Rand Paul, his son, it's very, very, didn't fall far from that tree. He's very, very intelligent as well, understands basic principles of the founders, and I like where he comes from as well. However, they're all going to have some issues. But that's, there you go. Ron Paul's a non-interventionist. He's not an isolationist, by the way. Everybody calls him an isolationist. That's not what he is at all. In fact, I would say he's the opposite. He believes in total free trade. The whole idea of, he's kind of against the whole thing of tariffs. He's coming out right now, kind of opposing the tariff thing. I think this tariff thing, as a means of negotiation, you don't understand. Canada has had tariffs on us for a while, and there all these other countries that are out there that's why there's a trade deficit, and there's some other things happening with some of those things. But the whole thing with this trade deficit thing is a bigger issue than, and Trump has tried to. Unfortunately, Trump is not the best at explaining things. And so he's not the best communicator sometimes. And he needs to have somebody come out there and really help. And there are people out there that are talking about the tariffs and how they're working. Of course, you have people on the other side saying this is going to cause all this, the issues with inflation again and all that. They're trying to parse out. This one guy was trying to parse out what the tariffs, the inflation that tariffs are causing, and as well as, you know, so they can divide it down to, these are Trump tariffs. This is Trump inflation. He's trying to talk about how we're going to define Trump inflation, the tariff inflation, which we're going to blame on Trump, and just regular inflation, because certain things are going to go up in price. That's the way it's going to be. However, there's other things that are going to go down in price. And in fact, as things spool up, this is going to be it's kind of like having surgery. It's going to be painful for a little while. You're going to be down for a little bit. It's not going to be fun. And then later on, when the healing happens, you're going to be much better off because you got that thing cut out or fixed or sewed up or whatever it was that tore, or, you know, whatever was growing in there that was eating away from your body, whatever it is. And that's what's happening there. All right. So that's what I want to talk about. And I hope I've kind of made my point. I think I've got it there. If I haven't, for those of you who see, where am I at here? I could go to live chat. Let's go. Nobody's live chatting with me so far. Cause I wouldn't have seen it if you had, at least on Rumble, there's nobody live chatting. I can't see how many people are actually watching. Oh, there it is. Yeah, there's one person watching. I don't know who that is. Probably me. Like I said, this is the first show, so can't expect too much. And tomorrow's show will probably be from the worldwide headquarters, if this goes well. I do have to do some things tomorrow morning. Actually, tomorrow's show might be a little later in the day. And I probably will try to do a live show tomorrow from the worldwide headquarters. It'll probably be around noonish, just because of some things I have to do in the morning. So probably between 11 and 12 o'clock, we'll have a show tomorrow morning. And it'll be live, so you can be kind of watching for it. If you have a Rumble account, or even if you don't, you can go to Rumble and you can watch live stuff. Just go to their main, thing. There's a thing you can click on live. Let's go. I'm going to go to the homepage here. I don't think I can put this up. Let's try this. Let's try putting it over here. Yeah, we'll try this. Let's see if that works. Now, maybe I can put this. Let's see if I can. No, I don't know what I can do with that. Let's try copying this. All right, I'm going to copy that. let's see if I can actually put this into the thing here so I can show you graphics. Live chat. Oh, I didn't have live chat turned on. That would probably explain it. Viewership stats, donation banners. People can donate. Video clip. Let's put background audio clip. I can put that in there, but let's try putting graphics in here. I don't know. That's kind of like a. Yeah, that's not what I was thinking of. I don't know. Add graphic. No, that's just gonna. Yeah, that's not gonna work. Let's cancel that. So yeah, I don't have anything I can put up there. I thought maybe I could put a video in. I don't see any place to do that. Or maybe there's a presentation. What's that? I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, there's no place to do anything. So I can't play a video. With my OBS, I can. With my other system, I can as well. I can get a virtual camera and make all that. I think I can do that with the studio as well. I just have to figure that out. So we'll figure all that out. In the meantime, that's all I've got going on. So I guess we'll just call it a. Let's just call it a show. It was a good attempt. I've got a total of 41 minutes here on Rumble. And that's good for a start. My chai is getting a little chilly. Chili chai, they call it. So tomorrow will be Thursday. And I think there'll be a show tomorrow as well as Friday morning. And we'll try to do some more graphics and some video, have some fun content, make the show a little bit more fun tomorrow as this starts to happen. I can't guarantee this is always going to be the case, but what I'd like to do is have one show a week that's live on a regular day. But the way my schedule is, I can't ever tell you exactly when that's going to be, so that seems to be a little bit of a problem. I think maybe Mondays through the month of April. So we'll just have to see how it goes. Folks, music's getting pretty loud, so I probably should go. Once again, folks, thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great rest of your week.